Yeah, look, it always has been. Obviously, getting into this job, knowing that I was going to be the representative for specialty crop producers, and realizing early on, well before I got into this office, but growing up on the Central Coast in that agriculture community, that what it takes to harvest those types of crops. And unfortunately, the mechanization and the machines haven't caught up to the necessary human discernment that's needed to basically, for example, see a strawberry plant, pick a ripe, aesthetically pleasing strawberry, and then pack it in one of those clamshells. And right now, human discernment is tough to match. But heck, man, we got Silicon Valley right above the Salinas Valley. We need to start relying on the technology that's available and investing in that. That's where the federal government should come up and start to ensure that the funding's there for our producers to invest in the type of technology that's needed. That's why I introduced two bills that we're going to be getting into this farm bill. The Precise Act, which basically says that if you start to invest in mechanization, you can then have that covered through certain conservation programs. Because what you got to realize is a lot of this drip irrigation it goes to, obviously conserving conservation. And so why not put those in the conservation programs? And so we're willing to do that as well. And then you also have the Precision Act, which basically provides low interest loans for the pivot to mechanization as well. Let's be clear. Labor is important. We understand that. Our farm workers are part of the backbone of our agricultural industry, especially there in California. However, you're seeing that workforce shrink, you're seeing it age, and it's just not there. That's why we need to make sure that we replace not the labor, we replace the lack of labor that our farmers have experienced all too often coming up here. And so being able to invest, making sure the federal government steps up and helps our producers invest in mechanization through the Precise Act and the Precision Act is something that I look forward to continuing to push forward.